Well, what has happened is that this building was being built or was built without proper foundation and proper engineering necessities that were required, like the pillars and concrete and things like that. And they were just being built on the bricks, and the walls kept on going up. It was a five-story building. And in addition to that, it is on the not too far away from the banks of the river Yamuna. And last year, or this year rather, in the monsoons, we had very, very good rains. And the water for a long, long time did not dry up. And I am told that even now, the part at the bottom is not fully dried. So that is what together must have caused this building to collapse. And actually, far too many people were staying in the limited place, and I heard from some people that as many as 10 people were staying in one room, and most of these people are laborers who work on various workplaces and sites, so they're not well-to-do people, and that's why they were living in rather congested surroundings. You see, the problem is that Delhi is very thickly populated. And a lot of people from rural areas keep migrating to Delhi being what it is, you know, looking for jobs and things. And because there are far too many people, they just go and stay in one place and not enough space for them to stay. That is one thing. The second dangerous thing is that many of the government officials flaunt rules. They don't observe the rules for buildings or even permissions that are required to build buildings. You see, there is so much of corruption in many of these public offices that the officers would take an amount of money and would look the other way and not bother about whether people are actually observing required rules and what is necessary for a building to come up. And they leave it completely to people. And people are so desperate to find a roof over their head so that they just don't bother about the engineering defects or what is required.
Almost as many as 70 people have been killed. Do you think this will mean that they will start paying attention to the rules, or will it take more than that?
Well, I'm very sorry to say that India or the countries like this are very deeply seeped into corrupt practices by officials and politicians. This is a shame for our country. But, you know, once in a while these things happen, there will be a lot of noise about it, and then they will go back to their old ways because the greed for money and for quick buck is so strong that they let the rules fly and they don't bother about it. So, yes, they will make good noises and the government will order an inquiry, and then after 10 days, everything will be forgotten. People will be back to square one.